Hello and welcome back to Tuesday in Gaming, starring Zach,
Alana,
Matt, and Jay.
To the truck! To the truck!
And today,
to the window, to the wall.
Fortnite, and we're talking Secret Level episodes 9 through 12.
Wait, what? That's not what I watched.
What'd you
watch? It's definitely 9 through 12.
Oh, shit. I watched 13 through 15. Zach, your calendar was wrong.
No, it's not.
A portal.
Yeah.
You read it wrong.
No, I didn't. Yes, I did.
Stop yelling at me.
I did read it wrong.
Matt's under attack.
I'm going.
One person.
She's
fucking me. Die, Poison Ivy.
So the first episode we're talking about.
He's under attack, Alana. Go help him.
Of Secret Level.
Right here.
No, Jay. Is about the Outer Worlds. Not to be confused with the Outer Wilds. Which is a game I've had on my radar for a while. The Outer Worlds.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
I guess this is the traditional part where we share what we know about the game, if anything.
I have nothing.
I got nothing.
Hold
on, I need to pull up the list.
What's the Outer Wilds?
So the Outer Wilds is like a crafting survival game.
Yeah.
We're fighting Godzilla, guys.
You're a tester.
Yeah, we're definitely fighting Godzilla.
Oh, he looks really small.
I'm shooting him in the dick.
Yeah, so this episode felt a lot like like Fallout. This basically was a Fallout.
It definitely felt like Fallout. Yeah, I agree.
Post-apocalyptic world.
Still, it doesn't really look right.
Doesn't look right?
Yeah.
Alana, you died.
Yeah,
he's
died.
He's going after me.
Did Godzilla kill you?
No, it's because I was looking at Godzilla.
You just sit there. Well, you're one of those guys that just stares at Godzilla.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's targeting me.
Oh, no, she's getting shot by someone.
Enemy team coming in.
Okay, so we meet Amos. And Argos, and he is a pit boy. And he's eking out a living in this city called Argos. And he discovers he can be a test subject, which is extremely like.
Godzilla, leave me alone. I'm not doing anything to you. What the hell?
Well, he's working in like a shit job. Mm. but he learns that if he kills a test subject, he can follow his one friend Felicity.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And be together with her again.
He can't lie,
which is kind of funny. That was kind of a funny character trait.
What?
That's right.
What was the funny trait?
How Amos can't lie.
Well, he can't. Not to his friend.
Not to anybody.
Yeah.
Specifically, friend.
Yeah.
That too. So I like that because it gave our character a motivation that isn't just like a video game motivation. Like I'm gonna kill the bad guys. I'm gonna become king, or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was actually kind of interesting. I wanted to know where it was gonna go. So he's going to find Felicity again. We have the sunny side of life montage. I don't want to keep saying it's like Fallout, but that was like...
That felt very much like Fallout.
They just keep dialing it up, yeah. Especially if you saw the Fallout show.
When he's like working and the people behind him get killed by like a falling girder or something and he doesn't even really care.
That's right.
Well, they're all test subjects. He doesn't care. He just wants to...
He's not a test subject yet. This is the flashback he's with Felicity.
But I'm saying, he will be. That's all anyone there does.
Human life is very cheap. Very, very cheap in this world. Yeah.
And they could repair. It's all good.
Mm.
Yeah. But eventually he earns the money to go to the research base. And he becomes a... And it's weird because not only does he can't lie, but he is like a very positive disposition no matter what.
Yep.
Well, everything's worthwhile for his... Felicity.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
You know what I appreciate about him is that he knows what he wants.
A highly motivated kind of guy.
We're all the same. That's right.
Yeah.
So he arrives at the test facility. He says he can't lie. And the scientist there is like, oh, yeah? Well, what's your greatest fear? And he says that I will lead a meaningless life and die alone, which I feel like that kind of comes to pass. Except for the dying.
Well, he will die, but it wasn't a meaningless life because he helped Felicity become Aunt Cleo.
Yeah.
right? Yeah. So he derived meaning from that.
One goal in life was satisfied. Well, one got to go be with Felicity until she told him that he was worthless and meant nothing. And then his new life achievement was to, take her down. And then the next life goal was to make all her dreams come true.
Right. So at the end, he has the opportunity to stop her from becoming Aunt Cleo, right? So she asks them, am I a bad person? Knowing that he has to tell her the truth. And he tells her, no, you're not. Which is basically giving her the go-ahead to continue what she's doing.
And gives her the recording.
Right, so there's no more evidence of corporate malfeasance. So
was anyone expecting her smirk or her and her look at the after she gets the hug and all? I was like, oh, she gonna stab him.
I thought somebody was gonna go over the edge of that railing.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna use his robot arms to kill her, but not that kind of show, I guess.
No, can't kill his love.
Yeah. Well, but it would have been with so much pathos if he did.
Do you guys think this is the most egregious friend zoning we've seen in a while?
It's
pretty bad.
Yeah, it is pretty bad.
Sorry, guy. What do you think, Alana?
I didn't watch it, and you knew that.
I thought you said you had watched all of them.
No.
I thought you'd watch this entire series before we started.
I watched the first half of it that dropped, not the second half.
Oops. If only there was some way for you to communicate with us to confirm.
I looked at the calendar. I looked at the wrong day. I have jet lag. I have an excuse.
Okay. It's all right. This one was pretty good, though.
I did actually watch the Mega Man one, though, because we watched that
before
we left, because we were interested in Mega Man.
Mega Man. Okay. Yeah, it's. I thought it was had the strongest character work of a lot of them so far.
Yeah. So what's up? So go ahead, Jay.
Oh, I was just saying. The art direction definitely reminded me of the game. That's the one thing I remember of the game. I remember the limbs and the replacement parts and all that stuff. So it definitely played to that. But I did like the artwork.
So you played the game?
I did not play the game. But I've seen people play the game.
And then what do you do with it? Are you a test subject?
I don't remember nothing. You think I remember anything?
Okay, about the actual content of the game. No. What do you guys think of the test subject part where he's getting, acid splashed on him and then he loses limbs?
I thought it was very much, again, Fallout, a skewering indictment of capitalism. Ha ha ha. Isn't capitalism terrible?
In today's world.
What'd you do?
I triggered a boss. Sorry, guys.
Oh, gosh.
So anyway, it was Bioshock, the part where she's talking about being anti-Cleo. She was like, yeah, the customers test it. They'll be the test subjects. And then at the end, he's back to sweeping. And that was that.
Yeah, and then, he has that conversation that we talked about. He tells her she's not a bad person. She goes off to become Aunt Cleo, and he goes back to his meaningless life.
Yep.
... Yeah.
Who are you fighting?
Guys, there's a bunch of bad guys over near me.
I can't say it made me want to play the game. It's kind of interesting, I guess.
It didn't make me want to play the game either, but it definitely was... I didn't really know what to make of it.
This is a nice story.
Yeah, but I don't know how you can make a game out of it.
Well, it's like a game world. It's no different from
Fallout.
Yeah,
it's the universe. It's just a universe.
Yeah.
Just a universe?
That's the universe that you get to see.
You okay there, Alonicus?
No, fighting this bot.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so so next is Mega Man. It's felt like a fan film.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it did, and it was a great fan.
So there's a rampaging robot army. In order to defeat robots, they made robots of their own.
Dr. Light made a bunch of robots, and they all went crazy.
So he had to make another good robot to fight them.
No. He had already made the other good robot. Like, Mega Man, he already was already there.
Oh,
Mega Man was just a boy. A good robot, sweet boy.
He was like Pinocchio, right? Where he's like, I want a robot that I can actually talk to. So just a mindless servant. At least that was the impression I was getting.
Sweet, sweet child.
Yeah. It's right. Okay, Jay.
Ew. Yeah, stop.
What? You don't like family stories? What's wrong with you?
It's just wholesome. Hey, guys, watch out for the storm. It's
not wrong with the love between a man and a young boy.
His boy robot.
his youthful ward. It's pretty... Again, it's very straightforward, right? Like, it's like his origin story, but there's not much else to it.
Well, so there's just a couple notes. There's a part where they start with the big robot suit, and it's called Bomb Man suit. And do you think that was a reference to Bomberman? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Yeah, it was Bomberman.
Okay.
Like, Bomberman.
Right. That's that. There's a part where
it's even almost the same design of the suit.
Yeah, there's a part where Dr. Light says to Mega Man, don't throw your life away, which I thought was an odd choice of words since he's a robot.
No, he's a boy.
He's a boy.
He's a sweet, sweet boy. Just because you're a robot doesn't mean you can't die. He had a soul.
Did you guys Did you guys think it was lame that the spider robot attacked him and then... He was able to just kind of shrug it off. Yeah.
It was cute. There's some things beyond science.
I love humanity so much. Yeah. All right.
He loves San Dimas.
And then it's even like, what? I figured out how to make the freeze gun. Whoa. By accident. How did that happen? Yeah.
I thought it was cool, and then he suits up, but before things really get started, the short ends. So
yeah, exactly. Just when it's getting interesting. So we attack, Jay.
I'm attacking.
Situation is excellent. I'm attacking.
There's a car behind us. Maybe somebody can grab it.
I'll get it. Okay. Yeah. So it felt like a fan movie. Yes, I think I might have mentioned that before. But that's true of a lot of these. So that's all right.
That one especially, though. This one especially, because it's like a gritty origin, not gritty, but it's an origin story.
Mm-hmm. You drive. Should we move on to Exodus Odyssey?
Do we want to go check out this person over here?
Sure, Jay. Wherever you want.
Dude, I don't know. Can we do anything with
him? He's not with us, though. I don't know where
it's the turtle. You can check him out. We'll wait for you. Right. So this one is. It's the one where the guy is traveling. He's chasing after his daughter, and there's all the stuff with time and weird years and time passing. It's Interstellar. Time passes differently for you than it does for me.
Yeah, it's like Interstellar mixed with Star Wars.
Yeah. I don't really have a lot to say about it.
Well, the animation looked really good. I think it had the best action, like especially that one Star Wars chase where she says, I can't lose them rather than I can't shake them. I thought that was funny.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. He keeps chasing her. He can't quite find her. Enemies on the left.
No.
Kill them. And and then at the end he finds her, but she's old.
Well, so,
Did he really save her?
In the end, yeah.
Well, he saves her from the Celestials in that final chase scene, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And made sure that her life was good.
Well, no, he didn't make sure she spent her whole life on the run, and then he saved her at the end, but she spent her life. You know,
shooting here.
She spent her life doing what she wanted to do, which was be a space pirate.
Space storm.
Or whatever. Running from Celestials. They never explained what those were. Aliens.
Yeah, freaky aliens.
Freaky alien people. So, again, it didn't really make me want to play the game because it seemed like kind of generic space adventure. But
right underneath us.
They steal from the Celestials. They get ships and they run around in ships. And what's the guy? Is the guy? Is the guy named Rafe, like from Pearl Harbor?
The boyfriend?
Yeah, Marie's friend.
I don't know. You're the one who watched with the subtitles. I have no idea. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, yeah, he doesn't save her. He just, like...
chases her around.
Yeah, he follows her around and then ultimately cannot save her.
Yep, interesting stuff.
Yeah. There's not a lot of plot, but some interesting concepts, I thought.
Yeah, the animation looked especially good, I thought.
I was getting really frustrated with the timeline. Like, I was trying to keep up with the math for a while, and then I was like, oh, I'm done. I can't do it.
You keep saying such and such years for this character. Such and
for
such
Mari years. Versus how many years for, yeah. Nikki. I was like, okay, 3 years for him. Wait, no, 20 years for him. 8 years for her. I was like, my goodness. What is happening? He's going to have to live till he's like 300 and she's going to be like 12.
So I assume nobody was familiar with this game either.
No, I never heard of it.
I've heard of it. I never played it myself.
You know, I actually wouldn't have been surprised thinking back on it if it had been a pen and paper RPG, like D&D. It kind of had that feeling. I don't know.
Let's find out.
Oh shoot, wrong way. Sorry, guys. All right. Yeah. It was it was kind of depressing.
Yeah.
Just like some of the other ones, yeah. Yeah. It's like the one, what's this country song? Suds in the Bucket. It's like Suds in the Bucket. Right? Where she just leaves. She's like, I'm just gonna change my entire life.
I'm gonna start over. Yeah. She's leaving home.
Yeah.
It's also like Luke. It's like Luke Skywalker, right?
And yeah.
There's nothing here for me now.
Also, all her life, she looked away to the future, to the horizon.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There's nothing here for me. Everything sucks.
All right, guys, we're getting into the end game now. Stay frosty.
All right, so should we do number 12, Spelunking, which, again, does not have a big plot?
Spelunking.
Oh, it's very Destiny-like.
So, Disney-like.
So, you know, Destiny, I can't
space
believe...
shooting, yeah. Shooter, looter thing.
Wait, Spelunky?
It was...
No.
Spelunking.
No. Oh, Exodus Odyssey.
Exodus.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I was ready to move on. It felt like it was Temple Run.
Oh, Spelunky. Yeah. It actually, I've seen clips and it seems like a good game, but I can't believe it hadn't occurred to me yet, but this one, more than any of the others we've seen so far, felt like an advertisement for the game.
Oh, 100%.
Is this the one where the girl dies over and over in the cave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
She's like Indiana Jones.
I definitely, this wasn't Temple Run.
No. It felt like, that's what I'm saying, is it felt like...
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's a game called Spelunky. I've seen it around.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, especially at the end when the older mentor lady is like, all of these marks aren't deaths, they're adventures. Adventures that came up organically using this roguelike system of the new game Spelunky. Yeah.
Well, no, it's just their lives just respawn.
Yeah, oh, but it's like she was giving a big speech about how good the game is.
Yeah.
I don't know. It didn't bother me with some of these other ones, but it bothered me this time.
It's just like, also, it's a different one every time. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Adventure.
And I think it's a good game, too. It's like, it doesn't need it. It doesn't need the help. I don't know.
Yeah, but it needs to explain the premise of constantly respawning and why that someone would want to live their life like that. Because if you had to do that for life, if that was your life,
I mean, it seems like hell, right?
I would be like, please no more respawn. Someone stop putting quarters in the machine.
Live, right. Die, repeat.
And like this other woman is just hanging around waiting for her to come back to encourage her. Like, it seems like they're in hell.
Well, and also she's like, I got to go through the whole thing. And it's like, but why do you have to go through the whole thing?
Yeah, I would not want that life. That sucked. That would suck.
Yeah, I agree.
It was kind of cute, and then it got annoying, the episode. And then it got cute again, and then I was done with it. I was like, thank God this thing is so short. It was only 8 minutes, and I was so happy. I was so tired of it. I did like the art. Which guy?
You like? Never mind. He's gone. The which guy did you like, Jay? Sorry.
I like the art. The art was great.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I agree. I agree. The character design was cool too.
It didn't do the photorealistic or like semi-realistic look like most of the other episodes of the series. Above.
He's above. Above.
It's Godzilla. He's so small.
Godzilla.
Nice job, guys.
Good boys.
Woo.
All right.
Good job, crown victory for Jay. All right, so let's do questions of the day.
All right.
Do it. Let's do it. Let's
Are we
do
doing
it.
Another? Are we doing another?
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
It's only 8:45. Oh.
And then Dominion? All right. Okay. Question number one comes to us courtesy of somebody. It might be my family. If you guys contribute to it, let me know. What's the worst thing you've ever held in your hand?
Oh, this is from me. And yeah. It was inspired by something. Does it have to be your bare hand or just the worst thing you've ever picked up?
Yeah, I think your bare hand. I think probably your bare hand, yeah.
Hmm.
I would say probably poop.
Oh, God.
Sorry, it's true.
Yeah, no, that's probably pretty accurate.
Not my own. Is it better if it's not my own?
I'm not sure.
No, I think it's better if it's your own.
Yeah, then at really? Least it's yours. I can't think of a reason you'd have to hold your own poop.
Hey, sometimes your toilet gets clogged and you gotta fucking
like
deal
in
with
my
it.
Case, I guess that's true. Yeah.
Sometimes you don't have a poop stick and you gotta take care of it.
Poop knife.
Okay. Yeah.
So
what else?
I've held like compost.
Amateur. No, it's no, that's good.
Like old nasty food.
Mm-hmm. Like moldy food.
What? Guru texted me and said, "What's the first question? Is it something related to poop?"
Yes, Guru.
It wasn't my bare hand, but I had to pick up a dead rat once.
Ew, that's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad, but I didn't touch it with my bare hand, so.
No, that's all right. I think it's fine either way.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
Yeah, you're welcome, Mike.
I would have said bare hands.
All right, Jay, what's yours? Are you doing poop as well?
The nastiest?
Yeah.
Yeah. The worst. Well, the worst thing. You'd say, like, my tax bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My tax bill isn't that bad. I don't make any money, so.
That's right. All right, your paycheck. Your first paycheck.
That's the worst.
Nightmare.
I think I held, like, a decomposing deer body once.
Ew.
That is bad.
Why'd you touch it?
Why not?
Sure, he had his reasons.
Why not, he says. Because it's gross.
Yeah, well, lots of things are gross.
That's true.
Doesn't mean you have to pick them up, though.
I went over and picked it up.
Well, I mean, we had it. And it was in my it was like underneath my clubhouse, so I had to get it out of there.
Your clubhouse?
Yeah, my dad made like the shack in the backyard. And
like a tree
house? Like a kid's
kind
clubhouse.
Of. Yeah, kind of. And the upstairs was supposed to be my like fun space, but it sucked. It was so cold. There was no reason for it. It had no insulation. It sucked. And there was constantly bee nests in it. And that's where he skinned and dealt with deer and made like venison and stuff. And yeah, so I think we had to get rid of a carcass.
Guru says some kind of slug thing followed by screaming out loud.
Ooh.
Sorry, Guru.
Screaming out loud as opposed to screaming on the inside. Wah!
And that
okay,
was just
Wario.
The slug.
Wah!
And that was just the slug.
Nah. Okay. And Alana?
Life. Yeah,
some
Alana.
Kind of like raw turkey or chicken or something.
Raw chicken is the worst thing you've ever held?
Raw turkey. raw.
What a life you've led on. I want a sheltered, sheltered life.
It's really gross.
It's not that gross.
It's still gross you eat it.
Once it's cooked.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
It's pretty gross. I don't know. I think I might be done with raw turkey.
Like ground turkey?
No, like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Ew, I'm not coming to your house.
Wait, Alana, we need to talk about Passover.
Right now?
Not now.
Later. All right, maybe later.
Is this because of that Tabletopia thing?
Yeah.
Why would you do that instead of Passover?
Alana, we're talking about it later.
Later, evil Ted. All right.
Did we go up top?
Wherever you want, Jay. I appreciate the leadership. All right, question number two.
Yeah.
If you could only listen to one musical artist for the rest of your life, which artist would it be?
Oh. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need the tough ones. You need an artist that's, like, changed over time.
I was like, you need an artist that, like, does covers. Like the Boston Symphony.
I got it. Weird Al Yankovic.
I actually thought about that.
What do you mean, God? It's like all the hits.
No, that's not true.
I was listening to Party in the CIA the other day. It was great. And Yoda. Yeah.
He doesn't still make music.
Yes, he does.
Oh, yeah, 100%. He just made a bunch of music with, like, his daughter's in music now, too.
Really? Well, I haven't heard one in a long time.
Then it must not be.
Therefore, it must be bad.
When are your kids going to get into Weird Al Yankovic?
I play them a couple of Weird Al songs. I told you guys a story about how Allison had Minnesota as her state that she had to do a report on. So I played her the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota.
I don't think you told us that, actually.
Oh, yeah. It was great. It's a great song.
What did she think?
She was like, why do you like this?
He's
like, you can stop playing it now because it's like a 10-minute long song. But whatever. They'll get there, maybe, someday. More thing about the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. I was looking up the Wikipedia page for it for some reason. And Weird Al has a story where he says, I was walking the streets of some city, some like southern city, and it was really dark. And these two rough guys came up to me, and I got nervous. And they said, "Hey, we really like the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Really like that song."
Wow.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Anyway, so yeah, I'm gonna go with him, and I'm really happy with it.
Good. I'm gonna be boring and say the Beatles. Guru and I saw The Naked Gun over the weekend, which is from like the 80s, and Weird Al Yankovic is in it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the cars. All right. So I said Weird Al, Zach said the Beatles.
It's boring, but I don't care.
It's really boring. Incredibly boring.
Whatever.
Oh, I don't know.
Jay, you could do like Led Zeppelin, Bob Dylan.
Dylan, oh my God, gouge my eyes out.
Apparently, it's very deep. It's very deep.
Right ahead of us.
Not deep. Yeah, we're in the storm. We can't get involved. Actually, let's set up right here on the edge of the storm and then take them when they come in.
Maybe Van Halen? Or Green Day? Or Eminem?
Eminem, okay.
Someone's here.
Guru says A.R. Rahman. Rahman, an Indian composer.
Nah.
Yeah, probably Van Halen. Oh, maybe Pearl Jam? Or Green Day? Van Halen, probably Van Halen, I'd say. Are we readying again? Or are we
doing Dominion?
Oh, I don't know.
Let's switch to Dominion after that embarrassing loss.
Embarrassing.
Maybe one of those.
Right, well, how about you?
Listen
to
Van Halen.
What?
Okay. Alana, are you doing the Killers?
No, it's like some kind of orchestra that does a bunch of covers.
Orchestra?
Like the Vitamin String Quartet.
Like Pentatonix?
No, not like Pentatonix.
All right, all right. some kind of string orchestra that does a bunch of covers. But then there was like when you were a human voice, it would just be
If they did something like actual Cannibal Shia LaBeouf or like Duel of the Fates.
Okay, and to be clear, okay, does this actually exist, or are you just like creating that to suit the purposes of the question?
I think it probably exists.
Okay.
Yep.
Dominion. All right, Jay, did we get a final answer from you? Pearl Jam, or you don't know? Are you punting?
Probably Van Halen.
Ooh. Okay.
All right. Is there another question?
You know, Wild Science.
I was waiting for you.
Wild Science won't be complete until you have Eddie Van Halen on guitar.
It's true. I do have their guitar.
All right. Our last question comes to us courtesy of the hot seat. It's a very strange question. I'm sorry in advance. If your personality was something you could buy on Amazon, what would it be?
What?
If your personality were something you could buy, or like something I could buy on Amazon, what would it be?
Melatonin.
Does it need to be on Amazon, or can it just be something you buy?
I mean, you can buy anything on Amazon, so.
Exactly. Melatonin is a good choice, Jay.
Yeah.
Because you put people to sleep.
I'm saying.
Well, I'm chilling. I can help people chill out, and I don't overcomplicate things. And, you know, I'm good for the evening.
I took melatonin the other day for the first time ever. That shit works, man. It works. I can feel my body like shutting down.
Wow. Just be careful you don't take it too much or you'll, you know, adapt to it.
Yeah, no, I did it once to try it, but no, I'm not gonna create. Yeah.
Is that true?
I think. What would I? Maybe like the board game Loaded Questions, because I like conversations and I like board games. Like to ask questions, like right now.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
I would say.
Like to have a good time.
I'd be two different things. I'd be melatonin or Four Loko.
Those are quite different.
But I feel like they definitely are things that would be me.
Yeah, Jay.
I am good at convincing people to get drunk. And once you're there, I can keep you there and keep you smiling and having fun until it goes all wrong. And then I melatonin your ass.
Jay, is the stream okay? Guru says it paused.
Yeah, are you all right? No. You switched off your targeting computer.
No, there we go.
Okay.
I forgot. I switched to a game, so I had to change it.
All right. I'm going to say for myself an organizer.
Ooh.
Because I'm organized.
Organizer? Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's working now.
Yeah, and you're like all about going out and doing stuff.
And planning. Proper preparation and planning.
That's right.
So to reiterate the question again, it's if your personality was something you can buy on Amazon, what would it be?
Yeah, and I said Loaded Questions, the board game. Jay said Four Loko and melatonin, and Zach said a organizer.
Meh.
How about you?
Meh, says Lana.
I'm going to say a Kirby plush.
No.
And why is that?
Feels right.
Not a Squishmallow?
Nope.
It just feels right.
Did you see there's a product that it's basically like a Squishmallow or a plush, but it has like really floppy ears, really long floppy ears, and they're weighted, so it feels like you're getting a hug.
Okay.
That's great.
No, I haven't seen that.
I just saw an ad for it, and I was like, ooh, that sounds interesting.
Squishmallows are ridiculously overpriced, by the way. I am not a fan. There's a bunch of them at our local Barnes & Noble, and for some reason, maybe this is why they're still there, because they're the only ones people don't buy. There's a bunch of, like, Plague Doctor ones.
Yeah, what's up with that?
It's really, I don't know. It's really weird. Is that something people like?
It was like during the pandemic, they were like, oh, plague doctor, that's funny. And then it's, you know, now it's 2025.
Okay, and they're all sold out.
And they're still yeah. there? Yeah.
I never thought it was funny.
Okay.
Yeah. Take a stand. Okay. Alright, so Alana said Kirby, the plushie. I think that's it. I think we got an answer from everybody.
Great. Hey-o.
Well, thank you all for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us next week for more Secret Level.
And Secret Level!
You catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty. Group up with us next time.
Yeah, we'll catch up to what Alana watched.
Yeah.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.